Every successful entrepreneur has one thing in common, the drive to go beyond the ordinary. And in order to do that, you need the right strategies for optimum performance. Knowledge is the key. If you're a busy multitasker like me, then audiobooks are your best friend. Audible has a plethora of great business books on audio, as well as podcasts, guided wellness programs, and originals you won't find anywhere else. With thousands of titles, Audible helps people get more stories and information through the gift of found time, allowing people to listen while commuting, cooking, exercising, gardening, or relaxing at home. Do yourself and your business a favor. Visit audibletrial.com/growsmarter and get a 30-day free trial on us. That's audibletrial.com/grow smarter.
Have you ever cleaned the house, made a home cooked meal, dressed up or set the table, and forgotten to invite guests? Probably not. So why does a similar scenario happen more often than not when it comes to video promotion? You've spent weeks planning, filming, and editing a pretty fantastic video, but no one seems to be watching. Don't get down on your production skills. It's much more likely that you haven't taken proper measures to distribute and promote your videos. You're probably thinking, so how much does this cost? Well, it turns out there are several ways to increase the views on your videos without breaking the bank. Here are 10 budget-friendly tips to help your video get the attention it deserves. 1. Insert a video thumbnail into your email newsletter. Possibly the easiest and smartest way to gain exposure for your videos is to send them out to people who already are engaging with your brand. You have their email for a reason, whether they've filled out a form or subscribed to your newsletter. So you should be sending them your best stuff. Unfortunately, you're likely to run into many technical issues if you try to embed videos directly in your emails. But there are tools like Wistia that will allow you to use video and email together efficiently. With Wistia, you can paste the email merge tag of your video in your email provider to display your video's thumbnail and direct viewers to your video's landing page. Since you're hopefully not buying email lists and likely are already doing some form of email marketing, this promotional strategy will help you gain exposure while also keeping your wallet happy. Research also shows that using the word video in email subject lines boosts open rates by 19%, click-through rates by 65%, and reduces unsubscribes by 26%. 2. Run a video campaign to a targeted audience. Let's start with the bad news. Your chances of getting high visibility to your organic video posts on social are now slim. On the bright side, you can frugally advertise on both Facebook and Twitter with controlled budgets and targeted audiences. You can achieve a huge surge in video views with a very small budget if you set up your campaigns properly. 3. Link to video landing pages in email signatures. Clearly linking to a page in an email signature won't cost you a dime, and the effect it will have on increasing views could be significant. Depending on how many people you have interacting with leads and customers, most sales, marketing, and support teams have tons of conversations every day, and you should promote video during these interactions. For example, last year we held a virtual conference called CouchCon, and one of our goals was to ramp up attendance. So most of our customer-facing teams updated their email signatures to encourage people to click through to register. 4. Add share buttons on or near your video player. Another easy and free way to gain higher viewership is making it as easy as possible for viewers to share your video. If it's as good as you think it is, then others are likely to think so as well, and they'll hopefully be compelled to share it. Digital publications are masters of the share button. You just have to check your favorite news site to see this tactic in action. 5. Put your videos above the fold. The higher your video is on your page, the higher the play rate will be. This isn't terribly shocking, but we got confirmation of this after testing 95,000 landing pages. Promoting your video content doesn't have to be restricted to outside your website. You likely have high traffic pages, like your homepage and About Us page, where you're not showing off your videos. Don't be afraid to embed videos on these pages. Often you're actually doing your visitors a favor by helping them consume information in a more efficient and entertaining manner. 6. Pin your video to the top of your Twitter feed. Pinning a tweet ensures that your content stays front and center of your account and gets the highest level of exposure. Twitter comedians pin their best jokes, politicians post their responses to recent events, and celebrities plug their projects or charitable causes. When you're proud of your creations, give them the top placement on your feed so people know where to look. Buffer found that pinned tweets lead to 10 times increase in conversions. This is a free and easy way to drive more video views. So pin it and watch the plays flood in. We recently pinned our year-end wrap-up to the top of our Twitter page, so head on over there to watch the video in full. 7. Tease the video on Instagram. Instagram is now the third most popular social media app, and Instagram Stories is its most engaging feature. These instant, bite-sized updates are like candy for the brain, easy to digest, and endlessly watchable. Posting a clip of your latest and greatest video to Instagram, especially Stories, is a great way to build up anticipation and get the word out about new content. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, getting a lot of traction with organic content is tricky if you don't have a dedicated following already. You'll have more success if you're already active on Instagram and have a presence on the platform. But even if you don't, you can experiment with targeted ads in the Instagram feed or in Stories. It's easy to narrow in on your ideal audience using the Facebook Ads Manager. Set a modest budget and let your ads run. 8. Create a tweet thread on Twitter. Twitter threads are one of the hottest social media trends for business leaders right now, and you should definitely hop aboard that train. A tweet thread is just a series of short thoughts linked together to tell a story. To make a tweet thread, just use the plus button when composing a tweet. A thread allows you to tell a story sequentially, creating more context and suspense than a one-off tweet. So you can build up your video by teaching readers something and making a convincing argument for why they should watch. 9. Create a word-of-mouth network. One of the best parts about social media is the immediate access you have to people you know, have known, and want to know. If you've taken the time to cultivate a network, you'll be able to pin your contacts for help with video promotion, as long as you promote other people's good work as well. Rather than pay sites to promote your product, Ask other marketers to do a casual content swap. You'd be surprised at how easy it is to arrange a deal when the favor is reciprocal. Send a few emails to marketers in your existing network, briefly explain why your video will be relevant to their audience, and offer to return the favor. You don't even need to make formal agreements to create a word-of-mouth promotion system. You can start practicing reciprocity right away. When you see a video from a brand you admire, share it on your social media channels and make sure to let them know. They might just do the same for you. And 10, optimize your video for SEO. You might think of SEO as something writers do, but SEO is increasingly important for video marketers. With 300 hours of video uploaded every minute to YouTube alone in 2018, the competition is stiff, and you want your video to be discoverable. If your video isn't optimized for search, you're missing out on traffic and leads, both now and in the future. How do you know your video is optimized for search? Well, first, you have to consider which part of Google you're optimizing for. Some videos make it onto the main search page, but our resident SEO expert recommends going after the video tab on the results page. You might notice that Google tends to favor YouTube in search results, both on the main results page and in the video tab. If you're okay with directing traffic to YouTube, as opposed to your company website, consider uploading your videos there. But if you're more focused on leads and owning that overall site traffic, we recommend using a video hosting platform and embedding the video on your site. Wistia is a great example. The Wistia player is SEO optimized so that every video you embed loads super fast and is easily recognizable by Google. As a huge added bonus, leads won't need to leave your site or set through any ads. There are a few other important video SEO best practices, like always put your target word in the video title, add a meta description, just like you do for blog posts, and add captions or upload a transcript so search engines have plenty of text to crawl to find out what your video is about.
Hey listeners, I have an ask of you. Between the daily recaps, one-on-one guest interviews, and trivia show, this podcast takes time, effort, and resources to share with you every week. I'm humbled and grateful for the listener and sponsor interest over the past several months, and the scores of messages received letting me know that this podcast has incrementally improved your day or week. That's been very inspiring to me. Special thanks to the community for engaging and interacting with the show, in many instances daily. I want to keep the podcast focused on content that informs, entertains, and is mindful of your time. One way to accomplish this is direct listener support. Your support would help the show grow, and to quote Gary Vee, lead it into the 21st century. I've set up a link where you can quickly and easily support the show. The whole thing will take about 30 seconds. It's glow.fm/grow smarter. That's glow.fm/grow smarter. We're asking for $5 a month, but you can contribute as much or as little as you like. If Grow Smarter is a part of your day or week and you love what you're doing and what we're doing, please visit us at glow.fm/grow smarter and support us any way you can today.